Come on over. Hey.
Well, go ahead.
Frank, for the break. About a rhinestone.
Yeah.
Do about Disco's new CD?
You mean that's console too?
Yeah, the FBE.
Yeah.
I got a pretty decent. He converted himself to 40.
Rhinestone.
What?
That's not a 40 channel radio. A console 5 is a 40 channel.
No, no. He got it converted to 40. What?
Who converted it?
He did.
Hell, he did.
Hey, if he can make a TV out of a Heath kit, he can convert a CB guy.
He didn't make no damn Heath kit TV either.
Hey, I saw it. I saw it in his house. Definitely, guy.
He didn't put it together, though. Why don't you ask him and find out the truth?
Hey, him and his dad.
Yeah, why don't you say his dad and him? He probably plugged a soldering pencil in. He knows about as much electronics as you do, you dumb shit. Probably could change a fuse without any problem, but it comes to putting a cord on something, I tell you, you'd really lose out. As for a console, too, being converted up to 40 channels, that's against the law anyway.
So what are you going to do, turn him in?
You betcha. You know I've got his name, address, and the whole smear. I'll do that. I'll turn him in, all right.
Yeah, if we catch you, we'll turn you in, all right.
But the truth is, you're not going to catch me.
Well, you went up my road, and if you do it again, I'll catch you.
Oh, you think so? You got the wrong car before. You probably get it again, you dumb little bastard.
For sure you have a linear. If it wasn't you, it's a big coincidence of somebody pegging my needle and going up my road.
I tell you, there's a road kind of behind your house too, you dumb little twerp. Why, check that out. And as for a linear, Heathkit makes a great 2,000-watt linear with a nice little power supply for the mobile too.
And as for another thing, I do not have a road behind me. And that's the truth.
Yeah, but if you go far enough back, there's a road, you dumb shit.
Yeah, and if anybody goes back there, they're way out in the boonies in a cornfield, and they'd only hit me about 2 pounds.
How far do you think 1,000 watts can go and push your needle there, stool face, little son of a bitch?
About 2 feet in your case.
Yeah, you just think so. Would you like to hold on to my antenna while I transmit?
What could it do to me? Kill me?
Oh, you would sure feel a sensation you'll not soon forget, let me tell you that much.
So why don't you hang on to his guy?
Because I know better.
Okay.
What?
Check the amount of your antenna,
Mel. I have two antennas, not just one.
Okay, why don't your antennas melt?
Because they're both steel and it takes a lot. They're both rated at 4,000 watts or better. It's kind of hard to melt a steel 102-inch whip antenna, you little turd.
Oh, is that so?
That is so.
Well, can you crank it up and crank it down?
No, I can't. It ain't worth warming up the damn tubes just for you, you little shit. You'll hear it sooner or later, but I ain't kicking it in just for you. That sounds like a booze base, but I can't be sure.